Saturday night was another modern-day example of phone, social media, and old-fashioned neighborhood gawking to spread news. After the Gulfstream jet raced past the end of the runway, plunged down an embankment, and erupted in flames. Neighbor Sandy Foster heard two enormous booms, and her husband ran outside to investigate.
My husband came back choking. I mean, he walked over to Fayette, and he said it was pretty strong down there.
So Foster picked up the phone to call 911.
911, this line recorded. What is your emergency?
Hi, something just exploded at the end of Fayette.
Okay, is there any
fire? There's fire.
Okay.
It was a big boom. It shook the house, and I'm on Elliott.
Okay. All right, so do you see fire from your window now?
I do.
Okay.
And the calls kept coming.
What's your emergency?
I think it was an airplane crash.
Okay, where do you think it was? The science recorder, what's your emergency?
It looked like the atomic bomb went off.
Okay.
And it was a mushroom cloud, and fire was going everywhere, and do you know anything about this?
Okay, we have had several calls on it. We do have units heading in that direction. We don't know exactly what it is just yet.
Well, I need to. It's close to my house, and it looks like there's fire. I don't know if it's in the trees. Should we get out of here, or I don't know.
I can't make that call right now, ma'am, because I don't know what's going on.
Foster didn't know what was going on either, so she turned to Facebook.
I immediately posted that there was a horrific house fire, and then I started hearing that it was a plane crash from the teenagers that were in the neighborhood. Actually, my grandchildren were all outside, and they're the ones that came running down and said it was a plane crash.
Many neighbors who weren't outside were online, Foster said. As they waited for police and fire trucks to arrive, they were posting.
The whole neighborhood was on there at that point, and we were all, like, checking in with each other. Everybody was on there trying to get any news because we didn't know. I was pretty certain that there were no survivors, but, you know, we all really wanted to hear better news.
Eventually, police and fire officials assured residents that they were safe, and the fire was put out. It was a long weekend of questions and answers, and the curiosity hasn't ended. Will the water supply be affected? Who were the flight crew members? Now, Foster says she's just as hooked on social media as she is to the news. Things don't feel the same quite yet.
And I don't really feel like they're back to normal. I've had my TV on all day, just in case there's any tidbits of news.
Foster's experience continues the debate over the pros and cons of both traditional and social media. There's constant demand for both resources, be it the real-time and viral sensation of social media or the tradition and predictability of news outlets. Anne Mastu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.